For salute to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the
United States of America.
One nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Mr. Keneally, are there any changes to the agenda tonight?
The appeal of Sparks Car Wash will not be heard. They did not notice for this.
Okay. Let's proceed to item number 524-ZB-04V. Boulay Santino Almonte?
I'm here, present.
Digit.
Good evening. I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Swear that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth.
Yes, sir.
Your name and address, please?
Is Guia Centeno Almonte. Address is 9 Rye Street, Piscataway, New Jersey, 08854.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board why you're here?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Could you explain to the board why you're here?
Sure. I had a company put in a pavement for me, and unfortunately, they didn't go to the board for permits. So I'm understanding, I got a notice, and I understand that I have to bring it in at least 6 to 7 inches in, and then put up some green giant, maybe arborvitae plants that are 6 to 7 feet tall.
Yeah, and you have to bring it in 6 to 7 feet, or 6 to 8 feet, not inches.
I mean, right, that's what I meant to say, feet. Right, feet, yes.
Yeah,
I wish it was inches, yes, yes. Thank you for the clarification.
And you're willing to do that?
Absolutely.
Okay, I don't even need to speak to Mr. Chadwick at this point, I don't think. I should say, John, just for the record, were there anything other notes on that?
No, Henry's report made the recommendation that Jim spoke to, and that is it.
Okay, do we need to agree on whether
Landscaping and the removal of 6 to 8 feet of the patio.
Do we have to decide whether it's 6 or 8 feet?
Yes.
I'm comfortable with 6, to be honest with you.
I think the plant types recommended will fit in that distance.
Is that okay, Ms. Almonte?
That's perfect. 6. I was hoping that you said 6. Thank you.
6 is fine with us, I think. Let's go around the board and see if everyone else plays the same band.
Did you open it to the public?
No, I didn't. I wanted to know if anyone on the board had any questions first. Okay. Anyone on the board have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public portion have any questions or comments about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I will make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Ms. Centeno Almonte, your application has been approved as amended. We'll memorialize it in a written document at the next meeting and send that document to you.
Awesome. Now I have a quick question. What's the time frame this should be done in? Because I have to speak to the company that went ahead and did their own thing.
That's a very good question. The board should give the applicant a reasonable amount of time to do this.
I believe so. I believe we should 6 months?
6 months.
Ms. Almonte, that's okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. I'm not going to tell them 6 months.
Tell them 6 weeks.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll wait till December.
You know, I'm glad you understand my point.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you.
Have a great night, ma'am. Let's move on to item number 6, 24-ZB-15V, Venture Net Properties.
Good evening, members of the board professionals. This is Tim Arch, attorney licensed in the state of New Jersey. I'm here representing Venture Net Properties. Venture Net Properties is the owner of the Johnson & Johnson campus that's on 425 Hose Lane. I'm sure you're all familiar with it. The goal of the applicant ultimately is to use the campus for their American headquarters, eventually opening a home furnishing showroom, retail offices, something akin to the FW Webb building on Centennial. Mm-hmm. But that's not why we're here tonight. That's a much more involved application, which is hopefully going to be coming in the next couple months. What we're here for tonight is that the applicant was under the belief that while they were finalizing and designing their ultimate site plan for the use of the campus, that they'd be able to use that time to begin to do the interior fit out of the building. And so as a result, they have a sizable amount of products and materials related to the interior fit out of the building, things like flooring, doors, wall paneling, in addition to some of their product potentially down the line that they may ultimately want to have in their showroom, and they need a place to essentially put it. What we're here for tonight is we're asking for a temporary 6-month use variance to allow storage of those products and materials on the ground floor of one of the existing buildings that's on the site. And in the meantime, we're going to be coming back before the board with a full site plan application for the full use of the site. But we just need a place to essentially store that. We've discussed this proposal with the township. More importantly, we've discussed it with the fire marshal, who has worked with our architect to make sure that our storage plan provides adequate fire safety, egress. There's existing fire suppression in the building that is going to remain operational while anything is stored there. Tonight, I do have our architect, James Chen, who's here, who's available for any questions if the board has specific questions. And I also have John DuPont, who's our professional planner. I would start with, I guess, John DuPont, unless you have any direct questions of myself or of Mr. Chen. But that's essentially the ask that we're asking for tonight.
Before you get to the planner, could you either produce a witness who will testify to which building we're talking about and what the uses are going to be in the two buildings during a temporary use?
Certainly, that would be Mr. Chen. So if we can have Mr. James Chen, I know we have several James Wu Chens on there, but I believe there's one that is the real James Chen, if he can be called and sworn in.
Mr. Chen, could you raise your right hand? You swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Your name and address, please.
My name is James Wu Chen, 22 Millstone Road. My office at 29 Ale Park Road in Princeton, New Jersey.
Thank you.
So, Mr. Chen, if you can, for the benefit of the board, if you can please just give us a quick background of your credentials.
I'm a licensed architect in New York, mainly practice in New York City. And I have licensed in New Jersey, Connecticut, Florida, and used to be in California as well. But
I think his credentials are fine. You can proceed.
Okay. Thank you. So, Mr. Chen, you're familiar with the property. You're familiar with VentureNet, their proposed uses of the property. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you actually produced the plans that were submitted to the board, the architectural plans that show the layout of where we're going to be storing stuff, correct?
That's correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. And if you can just, I know on the site, there's two different buildings. Can you just confirm which of the two buildings that we are proposing to use as the storage?
The building from the street, there's a two-story building. We call that the building number one. And we're not have any proposed alteration at this point for that building. There's another one behind it after the creek. It's a three-story building. We call that building number two. That's the one we are subject to propose the storage, but we only going to alter the first floor, ground floor for the building number two.
Okay, so just that building number two and just on the first floor of that three-story building is what we're proposing to use the storage area for, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and what I said in my introduction that this is for materials to be used in the interior fit out, things like flooring, wall panels, and different materials such as that. That's the type of stuff that we're proposing to store there. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And possibly down the line, because this is a furnishing business, there may be some product that we eventually want to use in the showroom that may also be stored there as well. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes, sir.
Okay, but nothing that's going to be hazardous, nothing that would be any sort of issue with storage. These are all non-hazardous materials, correct?
That is all. Some of them is combustible, some of them is non-combustible, but the pallet was being placed in such a way They have a proper separation. And I had submitted to the building department that the storage layout will have been properly protected by the existing fire suppression system.
Correct. So you had actually, you've actually had a meeting and sat down with the fire marshal and have worked out the proper placement of these things so that there's safety, egress, and that the fire suppression system is adequate, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. I don't have any direct, more direct questions of Mr. Chen. If the board has any questions, we can certainly, he's certainly
open. I think that was answered adequately.
Mr. Chairman, if I can just follow up with a couple of questions.
Please, thank you, Jim.
Okay, the back building where the storage is going to occur on the first floor, will any activity be taking place on the second and third floor during the temporary use?
Negative.
And will there be any activity in the front building during the temporary use?
Negative.
Thank you. That's all that I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. Any other members have any questions?
I have a couple questions.
Go, John.
These building is not going to be open to the public, correct?
It's not going to be open to the public at this point, no.
Well, the application here is that it will not have any public access until you come in and get a new site plan, if and when, correct?
That is correct.
And there's no retail sales from this?
No, there's no retail. Yeah, the retail is not permitted under the current zoning.
And is there any wholesales?
We are proposed to have the second building as a part of the wholesale showroom, but that will be part of the next application, as Mr. Tim indicated, for the next zoning application.
So it will not take place until your subsequent submittals?
Absolutely, yes.
Correct.
I have no other questions.
Thank you, John. Any other members of the board have any questions for Mr. Chen? Okay, Mr. Tim, you can put your banner on.
Thank you. The next testimony will be coming from Mr. John DuPont. He's our professional planner, and I see him there on his screen.
Mr. DuPont, can you raise your right hand? You swear the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
I do.
Your name and address, please.
John P. DuPont, 756 Jackson Road, Stewartsville, New Jersey.
Thank you.
Mr. DuPont, I don't know if you've testified in front of this board before, but you can please just briefly give your credentials and see if you can be accepted.
Certainly. So I have been a professional planner for approximately 20 years. I currently serve the borough of Carteret in that capacity and have done so for about 20 years. I've performed as in front of the boards throughout the state as a planner, I think as Piscataway as well. But a number of your new surrounding towns.
Mr. DuPont, your credentials are impeccable.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. John, if you can please take us through your analysis of our request for this temporary 6-month temporary use variance, and please give us the benefit of your professional expertise.
Certainly will. So this is a unique situation because the requested use is really a non-use. Storage of excess materials and products while awaiting a site plan application. This is technically a use variance, as storage is not permitted as a primary use in the zone. So we have to look at the positive and negative criteria. Under the positive criteria, the applicant must show that special reasons exist, meaning that the property is particularly well suited for the proposed use. Given the unique circumstance here, no other property in the township would make as much sense to be utilized for material storage than a property that will ultimately utilize that material. Storing the material elsewhere would result in multiple truck trips throughout the township, first to store the materials, then to transport them back to their property, whereas storing them on site is a much more efficient use. Anything that can limit the amount of truck traffic on the roads is a service to general welfare and to the municipality. When addressing the negative criteria, this proposal will not cause any substantial detriment to the public good and will not impair the zoning ordinance or the master plan. The material will be all stored within the building, not causing any visual impact on surrounding areas. The applicant will continue to work with the fire marshal to ensure that all the safety measures are still in place. The township's master plan echoes the goals of the MLUL, and I believe the following are met by this application. Purpose A, promote general welfare. As I stated, efficiently transporting and storing the product and materials in a manner that will reduce the amount of truck traffic is a win for the general welfare as well as the municipality. To promote the free flow of traffic and to avoid congestion and blight is purpose H, I think for the same reasons. Purpose M, to encourage a coordination with a view of lessening cost of development and more efficient use of land. This is a relatively minor request to the board, but it has a significant impact on overall cost and development for the applicant. By granting the temporary use variance, they'll help them ensure that a final site plan were to be granted in the future, the building will be able to get up and running quicker. In conclusion, the board can look favorably upon the variance. The positives outweigh any potential detriment, and it will go a long way to getting a premier property in the township back to full usefulness. And that concludes my planning system.
Thank you, Mr. DuPont. Mr. DuPont is available for any questions.
Anyone on the board have any questions or comments, Mr. Chadwick? Hearing none. No other members of the board have any questions? Okay, Mr. Arch, you can proceed.
I definitely couldn't say it any better than Mr. DuPont if I had written it myself. So I will just defer to the board and open it to the public, I guess.
Absolutely. Yes. All right. So hearing no other questions or comments from the board members.
I have one question. Are you planning any signage as part of this repurposing?
No, no signage. We don't want anybody we don't want to advertise that we're storing things in the building.
Okay, so there will be no signs, temporary or otherwise.
Absolutely not.
Good. Okay. Thank you, John. At this point, I'm going to open it up to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second?
Yes, second here.
Please call the roll.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount? Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Laura. Yes.
Thank you, Rodney.
Rodney said late, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Everybody have a wonderful night and have a wonderful Easter.
You too, everyone. Good luck, guys. Let's move on to item number 8, adoption of the resolutions from the regular meeting of March 14, 2024.
First resolution is Priyash Patel. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Rondo?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Sherry Eames Tucker, which you voted to approve. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Duku, which you voted to approve, non-conforming use. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is Maggie R. Bank. You voted to approve the removal of two conditions. Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Last, we have the withdrawal resolution for 100 Lakeview Rear LLC. We would need a motion and a second and a vote on that.
I make a motion to...
I'll second.
Yes, thank you. We need to call the roll, Jim?
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Weissman?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions I have for this evening, but I do want to tell the board that earlier tonight I spoke to Henry, who has retired. He said he sends his best to all of the board members. He enjoyed working with all of us, and he will miss us.
Yes. And he just texts to say everybody hello.
Awesome.
He just, how's it going?
Well, I served on his board a long time with Henry, and he was a class act, a pleasure to work with. And I just got to say, the guy coming in to replace him has got some pretty big shoes to fill. That's all.
Absolutely.
Let's move on to item number 9, which is the adoption of minutes from the regular meeting of March 14th, 2024. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Item number 10, adjournment. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Thank you, gentlemen and ladies. Appreciate you coming out. See you April 11th.
The April 11th. Good night.
Good night, everybody.